Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
If I would tell them right away that I got diagnosed, baka mauna sila, ma-hospital than me. So I kept that to myself and to my sisters. And I told them na, oh, I had this diagnosis, but don't worry. The healthcare system in Australia is so efficient. My partner is super supportive. So sobrang dami ng support, so sobrang dami ng positives. Parang I want to tell people that, you know, being diagnosed with cancer should not be a deterrent for you to do what you want to do in life, for you to enjoy life.
Sa storya mo, ikaw ay palipat-lipat ng suburb, ng cities, or ng state. In just, you know, few words, bakit muna naging ganoon yung naging setup mo?
Mm-mm. Well, my partner works for a company that allows him to go from one place to another. Like 7 months here, 8 months there. So for us, we don't want to be separated physically. So we want to be in one roof. So for me, I'd rather give up my career as a marketing person and be with my partner wherever he goes and just navigate through life, manage, you know, looking for a job in one city to another, because I know I can find a job in whatever city I'm in, as long as I put my head into it, you know, and be strategic and a good planner at it. I know I can land a job and I know that I can do that job very well. So yeah, it's more of supporting my partner's career in that company and being able to work on our relationship together.
Hindi ka ba napapagod na ganun yung setup, diba? Palipat-lipat ka ng city. Yung iba gusto na settled ka lang. Mm-mm. Ito na, iba yung may bahay ka na araw-araw pareho nang tinutuloy mo. But ikaw, para kang kumbaga sa mga dito yung nagka-camper van.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Ganun yung most likely ang setup mo. How does it feel na ganun ang buhay?
I live in, what, 4-5 suitcases? It's quite challenging. And yes, it can be very exhausting. But this is the life that we chose. And when we tell people about what my partner's job is and how our life is, they would say, from an outsider's perspective, ah, that's such a cool job. That's such a cool life that you have. Of course, we would tell them, it's not all, you know, it's not all positives. There's always some negatives to it. There's pros and cons to traveling for work. But again, I would like to focus my attention, my energies on the positive side of things. Yes, it's tiring to apply for one job, stay there for X number of months and say goodbye to the network that you've already established. But then again, it's also exciting to find yourself again and explore a new city, check out the new cafes, the touristy spots that people get to explore if they are on vacation. For us, it's like a continuous holiday. That's what I have as a mindset for now. But yes, it can get a toll on your body. But again, you know, if you focus on the negatives, then that's not healthy for you. So for me, I just try my best to be really positive about it and look at what good things this can bring me or my partner or for us as a couple. What positive things can this help us with?
At nabanggit mo kanina, it can take a toll on your body.
Oo.
It's speaking of body, speaking of your health, meron kang pinagdaanan sa iyong kalusugan. Pwede mo ba ikwento sa amin?
Oo. So, when I was in Sydney, I was working for a concierge company na that would auction the flower arrangements every week. So, syempre, at the start of the week, Monday, kaka-deliver pa lang, fresh and all. And towards the end of the week, you know, some leaves and flowers will get wilted. So, instead of throwing them to the bin, sayang naman, okay pa eh, maganda pa eh. But what the company did was we have a weekly charitable organization. So, NGOs that you would send the money to when we auction that flower arrangement. So you would encourage people to auction or bid for the flower arrangement, and whoever has the highest bid at the end of the week will get that flower arrangement, bring them home. So I was, while I was encouraging people, I'd love to like read more about the charitable organizations like Breast Cancer Foundation or Cancer Council, read more about it, what that company does, and you know where their money would go to. Para mas mabenta ko yung auction namin. So I read there in one of the websites that says, oh, for ladies who are 40 years and above, you can get a free breast screening at this place, at this time. And it was just super convenient. Like, I've got nothing to lose for free. It was just across our office and there's no hassle to go. There's no lines and whatsoever. So I myself went there to, you know, experience it myself and for me to be able to market it. Like, mas masasabi ko sa kanila na, oh, yung pera na pinang-donate ninyo napupunta sa magandang, ano diba, sa magandang cause. So, yun yung una kong goal during that time. And for me, there's no history of cancer in the family. Me and my partner are quite healthy. We eat very healthy. He's a vegetarian. I'm by default vegetarian. I teach yoga. I exercise. So a lot of things that are, you know, what healthy people do, we do. So I didn't have any inch of doubt that I'm healthy and this would come positive. It's just a matter of me being, you know, availing the services and for peace of mind. Went to the clinic the next week after, go to the hospital and you will have your biopsy. So I was diagnosed with stage 0 breast cancer, HER2 positive. My doctors advised me to do chemotherapy, but I said it's stage 0. I did my own research as well and also ask for more opinion from, you know, experts. But thankfully, I just did radiation and I'm just on chemotherapy. Not really chemotherapy drugs, but I'm on medication, which stops the cancer cells from growing. So I'm on my 3rd year of being cleared from the breast cancer cells, thank God. And yeah, it's just a blessing for me because it was stage 0. I didn't feel anything. And there's no hassles in going to the different hospitals. I was very well taken care of. And I really saw how it is in terms of how efficient the healthcare system is here in Australia. And I can't stop harping on how good it is and how blessed I am to be here, to be diagnosed here versus in the Philippines. I know how it is to be unhealthy in the Philippines. So,
ano pala yung naging reaction mo noong nalaman mo na yun nga yung naging diagnosis na meron kang stage 0 breast cancer?
One, I said, thank God I'm here in Australia. Second, disbelief because I did everything I can to be healthy. In denial, of course, because there's no history. Like, why would I have breast cancer? But it is what it is. And again, looking at the positive side, you know, that I don't have to spend so much money compared to if I were in the Philippines. I didn't have to line up long hours and spend all my time in the hospital compared to if I were in the Philippines. I didn't have to, yeah, spend all of my savings just to get all of the medication and pay for surgery and whatsoever compared to if I were in the Philippines.
At naging supportive naman sa'yo yung partner mo?
Yes, very much. Again, it was also a blessing. It made us bond together better. Like, there's a trait of his na nakita ko na he's caring, that caring pala, he's that supportive pala, which I would probably not realize if I did not have that cancer diagnosis. And also, for me, I also got to learn sa sarili ko na, ay, napaka-resilient ko palang tao. Napaka-brave ko palang tao kasi I didn't tell my parents about it when I got diagnosed because I know that they will get anxious. And they're back in the Philippines. They're senior citizens. If I would tell them right away that I got diagnosed, baka mauna sila, ma-hospital than me. So I kept that to myself and to my sisters. And I told them na, oh, I had this diagnosis, but don't worry. The healthcare system in Australia is so efficient. My partner is super supportive. So, yeah, I'm very grateful that, again, probably it's the wrong thing to say, but I feel blessed that I got diagnosed here in Australia.
At nabanggit mo na nga eh, na tinitreat mo siya na weird man siya sabihin, no? Kumbaga, blessing in disguise siya.
Correct.
Na-imagine mo ba kung sakaling hindi ito dumating sa'yo, yung tong sitwasyon na to? Like, ano yung magiging pag-uugali mo? Parang more of, ano ba, taking things for granted ka?
Yes, definitely. And probably I would focus more on work, you know, save money and whatever. Because in the Philippines, I'm not super rich. I'm not poor. I'm okay. I had a comfortable lifestyle in the Philippines. I had a good career, you know, ahead of me. But I had to let go of all of those. And coming here in Australia, syempre meron kang expectation na, oh, dollar yung kinikita mo. Siguro mas magiging maganda yung buhay mo. But, you know, a lot of expectations, hindi naging ganun eh. Parang, ay, ang dami mong realizations. Ay, ganito pala. Ay, ganyan pala. So, with the diagnosis, it made me had the concept of taking one day at a time and maximizing what you have at the moment. A lot of things are fleeting. Even, you know, your work on a certain state or at a certain state, matatapos din siya. Because again, we're touring, diba? But also more so when I was diagnosed. For me, I know I can still do a lot of things and I'm not incapacitated anyway. Mm-hmm. And sa sobrang dami ng support, sa sobrang dami ng positives, parang I want to tell people that, you know, being diagnosed with cancer should not be a deterrent for you to do what you want to do in life, for you to enjoy life.
Ito, last two questions, Thea. If you could turn back time, pipiliin mo pa rin yung ganitong setup ng buhay?
Yes. I'm a person who always believes na I don't want to regret, you know, if I go 5 years from now, I don't want to have what ifs in life. So ako, yes, definitely, yes. And there's always something to learn and there's always room for improvement. We can always manage and navigate through things, whatever comes our way. So yes and yes to that question.
Sa lahat ng nangyari sa'yo, at alam mo yung pinag-usapan natin, hindi pa siguro yun yung kalahati ng nangyari sa'yo, no? Pero sa buong mga papinagdaanan mo, ano yung pinaka-lesson na sa tingin mo, dala-dala mo everyday at proud ka na i-share na ito yung bumuo sa akin bilang ako ngayon?
That's such a very good question. But I think for me, just being positive, having a positive mindset radiates a positive attitude towards others. And I think the world becomes positive to you as well. The universe connives, you know, being kind and being nice to others and being nice and kind to yourself. Again, having that positive attitude, I think, has brought me to where I am right now, or that's why I have all of these blessings with me. to be thankful for dahil palagi lang din akong positive thinker or nag-gravitate ako towards the positive side of things versus the negative side of things.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.